This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 22 for Wednesday, August 16th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger Wednesday, finding spillover support from advances in outside markets. Canola up 8 to over $16, November up 16.10 at $793.50 per ton. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all stronger on the day, although crude oil was softer. Bullish chart signals contributed to the gains in canola as prices continued to recover off nearby lows and moved above some key moving averages. However, a lack of any fresh weather concerns across Western Canada and the looming harvest did temper the upside. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were higher while wheat ended mixed. Soybeans taking back yesterday's losses as gains in world vegetable oil markets provided support. November beans up 18 cents at $13.23 per bushel. Crushers in the U.S. processed a record 173.3 million bushels of soybeans in July. That came in above average trade guesses and compares with 165 million in June and was up by about 3 million from July a year ago. However, soy oil stocks in the country were still down by nearly 10% from the previous month, despite the increased production. Corn, it moved higher with chart-based positioning a feature as that market recovered off yesterday's lows amid ideas the losses were overdone. The December contract up 6 cents at $4.81 per bushel. Hot Midwestern weather was also supportive, but rains in the longer-range outlooks did limit the weather-related buying. Weekly ethanol data showed a small increase in production of the renewable fuel in the U.S. at just over a million barrels per day. Ethanol stocks were up by about 500,000 barrels. Wheat, it is mixed at the final bell. Chicago soft wheat down 0.75 cents in the December contract at $6.23 per bushel, but the hard red wheat's higher on the day. Kansas City up 7 cents in December at $7.52 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat up 4 cents in December at $8.06 per bushel. Reports of fresh Russian attacks on Ukrainian grain handling facilities along the Danube River provided support, although grain does continue to find its way out of the country. Russia's wheat crop was estimated at 89.5 million tons, up by 1.5 million from an earlier forecast. Seasonal harvest pressure did keep a lid on the upside as the winter wheat harvest nears completion and about a quarter of the U.S. spring wheat crop is off the fields. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 16th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.